Concerns are growing over Yellowwood State Forest logging. More environmental groups have spoken out about the proposed logging to take place in Yellowwood State Forest. Joint comments were filed by Heartwood and the Sierra Club Hoosier chapter that oppose the 300 acres that are to be logged. In a press release, Bodum Quinn, director of the Sierra Club's Hoosier chapter, stated ecological groups are working together to rapidly document Yellowwood's flora and fauna before the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry selectively fells trees. Bodum Quinn wrote, quote, "Led by the Indiana Forest Alliance, with the support from other groups, including the Sierra Club, this EcoBlitz has brought scientists from around the county to document the astoundingly rich biological diversity of this forest, including many endangered species," unquote. Bodum Quinn continued writing, quote, "By announcing its plans to log this area, the DNR is showing a blatant disregard for ecological and scientific integrity," unquote. Jeff Stant, executive director of Indiana Forest Alliance, says he's appalled by the DNR's proposal to selectively log some 299 acres of Yellowwood State Forest.
"Well, we're very concerned that the proposed logging are going to destroy the rugged, primitive character of the natural forest in the heart of the backcountry area that was established back in 1981 by Governor Orr to preserve that forest for wilderness recreation, expressly for that purpose, and that what they're doing now with these proposed cuts is going to just completely, irreparably degrade and destroy that wilderness character for 6 or 7 more generations of Hoosiers."
Stant says his concerns come from a lack of specifics in the draft copy of the Forest Division's Resource Management Guide. The Indiana Forest Alignment's website states that there has been a 400% increase in logging in Indiana since 2002.
"It's violating the commitment that Governor Orr made to the people of the state of Indiana to preserve some of our state forests as wilderness areas for the enjoyment of all of us, not just to have all of it be an industrial tree farm. In fact, to manage a portion of it for other purposes, since it's a public forest, and this particular area for wilderness recreation and the enjoyment of solitude and a natural forest environment. These plans are going to irreparably harm that."
Opponents of the logging say that the DNR hasn't released data on a specific number of trees that they plan on harvesting, and that no specifics have been released to indicate what or how wildlife will be affected by the logging.
"These are unlike previous cuts that have been done in the backcountry area that were way up at the northwest and southeast corners. These were smaller cuts that were out of public view. These cuts they're proposing now are right front and center in the heart of the backcountry area, and so everybody's going to notice them, and they're much larger cuts. They're going to move larger volumes of timber, and so for that reason, we're very concerned."
Stant is worried that the DNR is contradicting their stance on maintaining their commitment to keep Yellowwood as an old-growth forest. His concern is that the DNR promised that they would protect a certain percentage of old-growth forest in order to get their forestry certification from the Forest Stewardship Council.
"We want them to adhere to that commitment, not just contradict it, and not get the certification for logging sustainably and then turn around right away and then 4 months later violate that certification by violating the requirement 63A1 that states where old growth of different community types that would naturally occur on the forest are underrepresented relative to natural conditions, the Division of Forestry shall ensure that a portion of the forest is managed to enhance or restore old growth characteristics." That's, I'm quoting right from the audit.
Stant says scientists cored some of the older trees in Yellowwood's back county that are 150 to 238 years old. Stant says that the forest is on the cusp of turning back into an old-growth forest.
"The state is saying that across the state forest system, according to their own continuous forest inventory, there's less than 500 acres of forest that's older than 160 years across all of the state forest system. So why would they go into the largest area of older forest left that we can tell and say we're going to log the 300 acres in the heart of it? That's what they're proposing to do here. And in the process, they're violating the commitment they made in this audit to let it go back to being old growth."
Stant says threatened and endangered species may be affected by the logging of closed canopy habitats. This includes more than 100 lichen species, some of which were never previously found in the state.
"One of the first lichen studies done in almost 40 years has just been done in this area, and they found more than 60 of the more than 100 lichens they found in the forest were first-time finds for the state of Indiana, never had been seen here before. And 40 of them were found in one of the tracts they're proposing to log.
The so-called Eco Blitz, with scientists and forestry experts gathering extensive information on Yellowwood's ecology prior to the state logging plans, was funded by the Smithsonian Institute.
Not even looking at data and information that teams of scientists have put together who've been inventorying plant and animal life in this very forest area for the past 4 years through this what's called an EcoBlitz survey of all life in this area. More than 4,000 species of plants and animals, fungi and lichens in this forest, and number of rare, threatened, and endangered species.
Stant stated that recently this summer an IU team of scientists went out to document this information. The DNR required the team to get 14 permits to obtain the data and did not look at the results found before making plans to log. Some of the animals found are endangered species.
There are 6 different bats that have been either netted or directly caught or have been tracked through acoustic monitoring in the EcoBlitz area, 2 through the acoustic monitoring and 4 through direct netting of the bats. And all of them are either on the National Endangered Species List or the state list, or both. Those are the Indiana bat, the northern long-eared bat, little brown bat, hoary bat, the eastern red bat, and the eastern pipistrelle.
Stant says these bats are nesting or roosting in the state's forest large or dead trees, and by the state's own account, they have documented a decline in the species of bats that require Indiana forest to breed.
There's 2 shrews called the smoky and pygmy shrew that were only discovered in Indiana in, I believe it's 1982, the first time they were even known to exist in the state. They were then, their ranges were mapped, and they're found to exist only in the deepest forests in the unglaciated south-central part of the state, where we have the deepest forests. The guy who's done the most mapping of their range, a guy named Dr. John Whitaker, he was the chair of the Non-Game Mammals Technical Advisory Committee to the DNR for 25 years.
Dr. John Whitaker researches the ecology of small mammals and their parasites. He currently works in the Department of Ecology and Organismal Biology at Indiana State University. Stant says Dr. Whitaker wrote to the DNR asking them not to log these habitats as it would endanger 6 different types of shrews found in Yellowwood.
This man has written the state a letter pleading with them not to log this forest because he's inventoried this very forest, found both of these shrews and 2 other kinds of shrews and the woodland vole all in this forest. And they all live in these large down logs. They usually live under them or right along the side of them. And we've found all of these shrew species.
Other animals include 13 different salamanders and the state endangered timber rattlesnake's dens, which are located in the trees to be logged. Birds such as the warblers only breed in the lower deep forest of the state. As well as the species of special concern such as the worm-eating warblers, there are over 12 other bird species that the team found in Yellowwood, along with over 123 species of spiders, 23 of which were found for the first time in Indiana. Stant says logging Yellowwood State Forest could cause other species to take over and kill off already endangered plants and animals.
When you open big patches in the forest, these open country birds that lay their eggs in the nests of other birds come in. They're afraid of the deep forest, but they'll come into forest areas where there are openings that are larger than the trees are high. And that's what logging does to these forests. It opens them up like Swiss cheese. And these birds come in and they lay their eggs in the nests of these small deep forest dependent songbirds.
That could push birds such as the warblers to extinction. There are 21 species of animals formerly listed as endangered that are known to exist in the tract of Yellowwood State Forest set to be logged.
There's a plant community there, a botanist, and these are the top botanists in the state of Indiana, have assessed and given it scores. They're called floristic quality assessments that rate it as one of the highest, most undisturbed quality tracts of hardwood forest left in Indiana, higher than most nature preserves.
Stant wants people to contact Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb's office as he has the power to cancel the DNR's logging plans.
There's no obligation that they do this logging by law or regulation. They've just decided they want to do it. And the governor, as the chief executive of the state that the DNR reports to, has the authority to cancel these logging plans or to tell them not to move forward with them or to take more input. He can do any of those things, but he needs to hear from people who are concerned about our forests and about how little old-growth forests we have in Indiana today if he's going to make that decision.
Stant says the DNR logging would close Yellow Wood's two most popular trails, the Tecumseh and the Possum Trot Trails, for 3 years. For WFHB, I'm Alex Davis.